Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you for that lovely worship. It was really beautiful. Do you sometimes feel like giving up? You're pushing the stone up the hill, and when you're tired, you go back down again. It's hard to be a Christian in a world that hates Christians. Because we are from another country in heaven. And they don't understand us. Maybe you've prayed for years and the prayers have not been answered. You've tried to do good to other people, but they don't appreciate it. They don't say thank you. It's too hard. I'm too tired. I want to give up. Today, Paul gives us ideas of how not to give up. If you'd like to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16.
我们一起来打开哥林多后书四章，我们一起来看十六节。哥林多后书四章16节。
Verse 16 says, for this reason we don't faint.
第十六节，四章16节第一开首一句话是，所以我们不丧胆。
We don't give up, we don't lose heart.
我们不放弃，我们不会丧胆。
What is the reason we don't give up?
为什么我们基督徒可以不放弃？
You need to go back two verses to verse 14.
我们再回过头来看四章十四节。
Verse 14 says, knowing that he who raised up Jesus from the dead,
四章十四节说, 自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的。
You said in the creed today, I believe in the resurrection.
今天我们读使徒信经，我们看到我信身体复活。
God raised Jesus from the dead.
上帝将基督耶稣从死里复活。
He'd been dead for 3 days.
他死去了3天。
But his body slipped through the grave clothes.
那他的身体穿越了他的裹尸布。
He was wrapped in these cloths.
他在死的时候，他的身体被整个裹尸布裹得严严实实。
They just collapsed.
但是我们可以想象，当他复活的时候，整个裹尸布就慢慢的。
As his brand new body moved out of them.
他的一个全新的身体出现。
There was a big door. He was able to move straight through that.
在坟墓前的门，他的身体，复活的身体，轻易从门里穿越。
When the disciples were in the upper room, the door was locked. Jesus came in through the wall.
当他的门徒在马可楼上祷告的时候，基督的身体轻易地穿越了墙壁，来到他们当中。
We believe Jesus rose in a body, a brand new special body that is much more beautiful than our bodies.
我们相信基督耶稣带着一个我们肉眼、我们心灵无法想象的充满荣耀的身体复活。
But look at the verse again. It says, knowing that God raised Jesus from the dead, he will also raise us up with Jesus.
看第十四节，多么美妙的经文！他说：“自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活。”
Your friends who've died, your parents who've died, God will raise them up from the ground.
我们死去的朋友、家人，在那一天，耶稣会叫他们复活。
He will give them new bodies that will never die. They will never rot. And they'll never grow old. For those who are alive, God will change your body to be a new body fit for heaven.
耶稣基督的到来会让我们的身体成为一个灵性的属天的身体。
So we believe that Jesus was raised.
我们相信耶稣基督从死里复活。
We believe that our bodies will be raised.
我们相信我们的身体也会像和基督耶稣一样复活。
But God will also present us in heaven.
然后我们将上帝将亲自与我们同在，在天上。
Imagine now you're in heaven in your brand new shining body.
我们可以想象一下，现在我们在天上，我们带着荣耀的身体与神同在。
There are so many angels you can't count them.
天上有万千的天使与我们同在。
There are so many Christians you can't count them.
有数不过来的我们的弟兄姐妹与我们同在。
And God presents you to the whole crowd.
然后上帝把我们放在这一群敬拜的人群当中。
Just like when you graduate from university and you wear that cap and they announce your name to everybody, God will announce your name because He's so pleased that you are there.
就像我们在毕业典礼上面，我们戴上了毕业的帽子，然后校长一个个向所有的人群宣告我们的名字一样，我们在圣徒当中，上帝将我们的名字宣扬出来。
But you say, what about all my sins and all my mistakes?
但是我们会想，那我在地上犯的罪，我的所有的问题。
Through the blood of Jesus, He will present you with no faults, nothing wrong, and you'll be very, very happy.
我们所有的罪都靠着基督耶稣的宝血称义，我们在基督里，我们不被定罪。
So that's why we don't give up.
所以这就是为什么我们不会放弃的原因。
We'll keep pushing the stone up the hill.
我们坚持将那个巨石往山顶上移动。
Because this is what's waiting for us.
因为那最终的荣耀在等待着我们。
That's why we don't give up.
所以这就是为什么我们永不放弃。
The other day I said to my granddaughter, let's go and jump on the trampoline.
有一天我对我的孙女说，让我们一起上蹦床去跳蹦床。
She looked up at me and said,Papa, you're too old to jump on a trampoline.
然后我的孙女对我说，爷爷，你实在太老了，我们不能一起去跳蹦床。
The children have no respect.
小孩有时候对老人们真的缺乏尊敬。
But that for me was a challenge.
对我来说是一个挑战。
So we jumped on the trampoline for half an hour.
我和我的孙女一起在蹦床上度过了半个小时。
But the next day I was putting her in her little seat in the car.
然后当我把她放到我的车座里面。
She looked at my head,
她看着我的脑袋
and said, Papa, you've got no hair.
然后她对我说，爷爷，你的头发基本上都没有了。
What does our verse say?
但是这里，那个圣经告诉我们什么？
Though our outward person perishes, our inside person is renewed every day.
他说十六节，下半节，外体虽然毁坏，内心一天心是一天。
How can this be?
这件事情是怎样发生的？
When the rich Romans had a feast, they would eat out of gold plates and silver spoons and forks.
当富有的罗马人，当时的时代，罗马人他们分享盛宴的时候，他们是用金碗。银的汤匙这些器具来分享经验。
When they finished eating, the servants scraped the food into a clay pot.
当他们盛宴分享完毕的时候，残羹冷炙，那仆人会用一个瓦罐来收集。
God takes His very valuable treasure and puts it inside a rubbish bin.
让我们吃惊的是，上帝把他那无比荣耀的宝贝放在这个瓦器里。
This old rubbish bin is cracked, it's crumbling, it's falling apart.
我们看到这个瓦器正在逐渐的变坏、变衰，将要朽坏。
Which of you ladies will store your necklace or your rings in the rubbish bin?
各位在座的姐妹，你会把你的项链、珍宝放在一个垃圾箱里？
You've probably got a nice box to store them in.
我相信在座的各位姐妹都有很美好的珠宝箱来放你们的珠宝。
But God takes the treasure of Jesus and puts it inside this rubbish bin.
但是上帝把那至宝的基督耶稣放在这个像一个垃圾箱一样的瓦罐里。
Why does he do that?
为什么上帝要如此做?
That the power may be of God and not of us.
因为一切的能力是出自上帝，而不是出自瓦罐，不是我们。
So on the outside we're an old broken pot.
虽然我们的外体一天一天的衰退,
which is getting closer to heaven every day. Inside is a valuable treasure.
但是在我们的里面是无价的至宝,
which is getting newer every day.
而且这个无价的至宝是一天新是一天。
We were like this caterpillar, this worm,
我们就像这个毛毛虫,
crawling around, eating rubbish.
我们在地上不停地爬, 然后吃各样的,
but when we become Christians, we die.
当我们成为基督徒的时候, 我们死在这个茧里,
our body is getting older and worse and wrinkled and broken.
然后我们在地上的身体, 我们不断地变衰变残,
but the inside person is getting better and better. This is our old body. That's our new body. Our bodies in heaven will be so spectacular, we'll hardly recognize each other.
我们从这个图上看到的这个转变的过程，我们从一个旧人一步一步变成了一个属灵的新人。到天上，我们自己都远超我们的所思所想，我们会变成什么样？
And 2 Corinthians 3 verse 16 says this.
哥林多后书3章16节告诉我,
chapter 3 verse 18, sorry.
3章18节.
I'm reading the wrong one.
Okay. 我们一起来看3章18节.
Oh, 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. I'll do the English in a moment. Yes. Okay.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，对，我们一起来念。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
When we look at Jesus in the Bible,
当我们在圣经里，我们看到在圣经里所彰显启示给我们的基督耶稣。
Our inside person changes from one degree of glory to another.
我们看到我们里面的新人从一，我们现就像荣上加荣，从一个程度的荣耀变成另外一个更高程度的荣耀。And
then we'll read verse 17.
然后我们一起来读17节。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and abundant weight of glory.
所以我们刚才我们读的那个哥林多后书的4章17节告诉我们，我们这自在自性的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
We have trouble in this world, and it's like a burden that presses us down.
我们在这世界上 所遭受的一切的苦楚，就像一个重担压在我们身上，使我们心里不断的往下沉。
What is troubling you today? What is like a burden making you sad and wanting to cry?
弟兄姐妹，我们想一想，现在此时此刻，什么重担压在我们的心头，使我们真的欲哭无泪？
This burden is making you want to give up.
有时候这个重担压在你身上，以至于你想放弃。
Well, listen to Paul's problems.
让我们一起来看保罗他是如何阐述这个问题。On
5 different times, he was whipped 39 times. Imagine having 39 whips with a lash on the back that opens your back up and makes it bleed.
他在哥林多后书11章，他说他的遭受的苦难，他被犹太人鞭打过5次，每次4次，减去1下，每5次，每一次都是39下鞭打。
3 times he was beaten with sticks.
他被棍打了3次。
1 time they threw stones at him until they thought he was dead.
他被石头打了1次。他们用石头把他打死，希望把他打死。
Three times the ship he was in sank.
他在宣教的过程中船坏了三次。
One night he was in the sea for a day and a night, and he thought he would drown.
一昼一夜泡在深海里。
Apart from that, he talks about dangers and traveling and being hungry and thirsty and wondering if he was going to die.
在他宣教的过程中，他屡次遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险。
So he takes all these troubles and he puts them in this side of the scale to weigh them.
他把所有的这些苦难，他把它放在一个袋子里，放在这个秤上。
And then he takes all the glory from heaven and he puts it on that side of the scale and boom, the side goes right down.
然后他把一切他将要得到的属天的荣耀放在秤的另一端，然后在另一端急速下沉。
Do you know what he says? My troubles are light like a feather.
他说我的所遭受的一切的苦难跟无比的荣耀比起来就像轻如鸿毛。
Compared to what I'm going to get in heaven.
跟我将来得到那极重无比的荣耀比起来，真的算不算什么。
So what will make us put up with all this pressure and trouble that we face?
是什么让我们能够忍受加在我们身上一切的苦难和忧患？
If we can read verse 18,
如果我们能够一起来看十八节四章哥林多后书四章十八节，我们可以一起来读吗？原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
And in English that is why we don't look at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. The things that we see are temporary, the things that we can't see are eternal. To explain that I need to tell you a story.
要很好的阐述这段经文，我们可以来看一个故事的见证。
Do you know that 2,500 years ago, Syria was invading Israel?
大家记得2000多年前，那个当亚兰入侵以色列的时候。
Every time they came into the country, the king of the other country managed to escape.
每当亚兰王想入侵以色列的时候，他们发现以色列王总能轻易的逃脱。
The king of Syria is furious. Who is on their side? Who is warning them when we're coming?
这个亚兰王就非常愤怒，他说是谁在那里告密，让每一次我的计划都泡汤。
Not me. No one. No, no, no. We're not helping because they're scared of the king.
那个亚兰的军那些大臣说，绝对不是我们，我们从来没有泄密。
But one man says there's a prophet called Elisha.
但是他有手下有个大臣告诉亚兰王。
I think someone knows the story.
有一个人告诉亚兰王说，在以色列里面有一个先知叫以利沙。
He hears the words that you speak in your bedroom.
他每一次你在卧室里的计谋，他都听见。
God warns him that you're coming.
上帝让他知道你的一切的计划。
And the king.He's told and the king escapes.
所以每一次他都能警告以色列王，让他能够成功的逃脱你的进攻。
Sorry? It just means that he knows everything that they're saying. Yes. Oh, intelligence. Thank you. That's a very good word to use.He gives them intelligence. So this king sent out his spies to find out where Elisha was hiding.
然后亚兰王就送出探子来找出这个先知以利沙住在哪里。
And he says, take a big army and catch this Elisha and bring him back to me.
他对他的军队说，把这个先知给我抓到，给我抓回来。
So at night, the huge army comes to where Elisha is and surrounds the city.
然后有一天晚上，他的军队就来到了以利沙所住的城市。
In the morning, Elisha's servant wakes up and looks over the wall, and he sees this huge army surrounding the whole city.
然后第二天早上，以利沙的仆人从睡梦中醒来， 走到外面一看，哇，城外布满了以兰王的军队。
He says to Elisha, my master, what shall we do?
然后他跑去告诉亚兰，跑去告诉以利他说，师傅啊，不好了，我们该怎么办？
Elisha says, don't be afraid, don't fear, there are more with us than with them.
然后以利沙对他的仆人说，不要害怕，与我们同在，比他们同在更大。
The servant counts,
然后这个,
and he counts them.
然后他的仆人就开始想，哇，数不过来的军队。
Elijah's mathematics is wrong.
但是我们只有两个人，他是怎么算的？他是怎么计算？
There are a lot more out there.
这么多的敌人在那里，我们就两个人，怎么可能敌？
Elisha says, Dear Lord, please open his eyes.
然后以利沙向上帝祈求，神啊，求你开他的眼睛。
He doesn't mean his physical eyes.
他不是让他看到，他不是让他开他的肉眼。
He means his eyes to see the invisible things.
他需要信心的眼睛打开，看到那看不见的东西。
God opens his eyes.
然后上帝打开了他仆人的眼睛。
The mountain is full of horses and chariots and angel warriors, soldiers.
他的仆人看到了，他的周围天空中布满了烈火战车。
Elisha prays again.
以利沙向上帝发出感恩的祈祷。Please
strike the Syrians with blindness.
请上帝，你让这些以色列军队眼蒙，昏迷，看不见。亚兰人。Their
eyes are now closed; they can't see.
然后上帝行了奇妙的大事，使这些亚兰人无法看见。They're
walking around; they're tripping; they're bumping into each other.
他们跌跌撞撞的互相碰撞，无法行走。
Elisha walks out and he says to them, you're looking in the wrong place. I'll show you where the man is that you're looking for.
然后以利沙出去对这些亚兰军队说，你们走错了，这不是你们要去的地方，我带跟着我走，我带你们去你们要去要想去的地方。Luckily,
the horses can still see.
还好，他们这些亚兰军队的马还能看见。
So they go in the chariot to hold onto the horses and they follow Elisha for a very long journey.
所以这些亚兰军队就坐在马车上面跟着以利沙往前走。
He leads them to the capital of Israel.
以利沙带领他们进入了以色列王的都城。
The soldiers inside see Elisha leading a blind army into a trap.
以色列的军队发现先知以利沙带领了一群 看不见的军队进入了他们的都城。They
open the gates.
他们打开了城门。
He says, come with me, follow me. Now don't walk into the wall, come into the gate. Thank you. Brings them all in like sheep, like a farmer with his dog. He herds all of them into the city.
以利沙带着这群耳聋眼瞎的这些亚兰军队进入了这个都城。
Clang, they close the gate.
关上了城门。
The soldiers of Israel surround them inside the city.
然后以色列的军队把他们全部包围起来。
The king says, the king of Israel says, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?
然后以色列王向以利沙说道，我们现在可以把他们杀掉。
Elisha says, did your sword or your bow capture them?
然后以利沙反问道，是你的军队，你的弓箭把他们俘虏过来的吗？
No, give them food.
不是的，给他们吃，给他们喝。
And he prays again.
他向上帝又献上了赞美。
His third prayer.
他的第三个祷告。
God, please open their eyes again.
神啊，求你打开他们的眼睛。
All the Syrian soldiers are down in the bottom. They open their eyes and they see they are surrounded. They think they're going to be killed.
所以，上当前以兰亚兰军队的这些士兵。 眼睛被打开，他们发现他们已经被以色列人包围了，他们想他们可能要被杀害。
Instead, people are carrying bread to them and water.
但是相反的是，他们发现以色列人带给他们的是酒水和面包。
Elisha said, "Don't give them, kill them. Give them bread and water to eat."
以利沙说，不要杀害他们，给他们喂饱。
When they finished eating, he says, "Okay, you can all go home again."
当他们酒足饭饱之后，以利沙对亚兰军队说，你们可以回去了。
I don't know what happened next, but I imagine the king said to them, where's Elisha?
我不知道他下面发生了什么, 可能国王在说, 以利沙去哪里?
And they said, we can't fight these people. They've got scary weapons.
他们可能说我们真的不知道他去哪里，但是他们真的有致命的武器在他们身上。
And they explained the whole story.
他们可能向国王解释了整个事情发生的过程。
We were turned blind, he led us into a trap, and then they gave us food and sent us home.
我们被设了陷阱，然后我们被鞭削了，然后我们现在又被他们送回来。
Do you know Syria never invaded them again?
大家知道从此以后亚兰军队再也没有敢入侵过以色列。
Because they were scared of their superpowers, they were scared of how powerful they were with these invisible weapons.
他们被上帝那充满荣耀的大能给震撼住。
We as Christians don't have a big fort to protect ourselves, a castle.
作为我们基督徒生活在这个地方，我们没有城堡来保护我们。
We don't have AK-47s.
我们没有 AK-47的自动步枪。
We don't have rocket launchers.
我们没有火箭发射筒。
But we have superpowers.
但是我们有来自神的大能。
The weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but mighty through God to pull down strongholds.
我们基督徒所拥有的武器，不是世人肉眼看到的武器，而是上帝的大。
Around the world, Christians are being killed and tortured for their faith.
在世界上有多少基督徒因着信心殉道被迫害？
But the gospel keeps spreading.
但是福音却不停地得到了宣扬。
We don't have weapons of this world.
我们没有属世的、今生的、属世的武器。
We don't have a headquarters here, but this is our headquarters in heaven.
我们在地上没有司令部、没有总部，但是我们的家乡是在天上。
We can use the Bible as a telescope to look into the invisible world.
圣经就是我们打开我们信心的眼睛，让我们能看到属天的事情。
Hebrews 12 verse 18 says, you are not come to a mountain that can be touched, but you've come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and so many angels you can't count them.
当我们来看到希伯来书12章，他说，你们原不是来到那能摸的山，你们来是来到锡安山，永生神的城，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
Our headquarters are invisible, our weapons are invisible, but also our God is invisible.
我们的家乡我们现在看不见，我们的征战的武器我们也看不见，然后我们所敬拜的神，我们也不是能用肉眼看见。
Moses knew this.
摩西对这些事情再清楚不过。
He was a prince of Egypt.
他曾经是埃及的王子。
He had so much money. He was going to be the king when the king died.
他有希望成为埃及的法老。
But he looked away to heaven. He looked at what was waiting for him.
但是他并不看重这些，他看重的是天上的奖赏。
And he compared that, the city of God, the heavenly Jerusalem, with the capital of Egypt.
他所看重的天上的耶路撒冷和地上的这个宫殿，在他心里做比较。And
through faith, he left this.
所以通过信心，他离开了地上的城堡。Because
it says he endured as seeing God who is invisible.
所以圣经告诉我们，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财宝更宝贵，因他所向往所要得的赏赐。That
is why we don't give up. We serve an invisible God.
这就是为什么我们在地上我们不会放弃，因为我们服侍的是那不能看见的永生神。Do
you feel like this baby duck?
你们是否觉得自己现在就像这个小鸭子？
He fell into this deep well with water at the bottom.
他马上就要掉到这个井里去，这井里下面就是水。
He's climbing up the slippery wall.
他正在一步一步的沿着这个井的墙壁往上爬。
Got to the top and is just holding on with his toes. But he sees a cat coming towards him. And flying overhead, he sees a hawk. But he can't see the photographer with the camera. And the photographer puts the camera down and then goes to the duck and picks the duck up and takes the duck to its mother. You're feeling like this, you want to give up? Look away to heaven, look away to God. And you will endure as seeing God who is invisible. With the eyes of your heart, of your new person that lives inside you. Thank you.
谢谢大家。